What do we know about erlotinib and T790, incidentally?
Up front?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's still a drug we use. I don't want to speak for everybody, but we all believe T790 is probably there to some extent in these heterogeneous tumors. And then perhaps over time, you're seeing more of that resistant clone. So there is value in using erlotinib up front in somebody who is T790 mutant positive, but you're probably ultimately going to bring that clone out and develop full resistance.
Dave?
Just a comment about first line versus second line in these drugs. The sequence of giving erlotinib first and then on progression with T790, following it with a T790 selective agent, can give you a total progression-free survival that's quite long. It's the sum of the progression-free survivals of those two oral drugs. However, you might expect that if you start the third generation drug first, that they would not have a high response rate to a first generation drug upon progression. So the total amount of disease control, the time of disease control on oral TKIs, may be less in that setting than if you use those drugs sequentially. That remains to be proven.
And I guess when we get to ALK, we'll talk about kind of seems a little similar issue in terms of crizotinib and second generation agents.